Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a schus for Marzana Miriam Baschana. She should have a refuah shleima, and for Levi Zev ben Yehudis and Le Efras bas Mordechai Shimon, they should have bracha v'atzlacha, choma seyedeyem, and for David Shukra Allah ben Rachel, he should have bracha v'atzlacha, choma seyedav. We're basing ourselves in the Sefer Shari Chaim. We're going to Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Levitz in Maseches Kedushin and Simon Beis. The Mishnah says that Aisha Niknes, a woman, is acquired in Shalosh Derachim in three ways. One of them is Kesef. What's Kesef? Pruta u'bishavet Pruta. And the Rashba in Shavuos, he has a very famous suffix. If you have a Kli that doesn't have a Shavuot Pruta, is it able to affect Kiddushin? Just like we find in Maseches Shavuos, and Mem on the base, that if you have a Kli that's Roy Lemalachto, it's considered like a Pruta, and you can have Yeshivas Dayanim on a Kli. So maybe, since it has Chashivas by Shavua, it also has special Chashivas by Kedushin, even though it's not a Shavu Pruta, but since it's a Kli, it is able to affect Kedushin. The Ktzos HaChoshen in Simen Peiches, Siv Katan Gimel, asks from the Gemara on Gimel Amud Aleph that Chalifin doesn't work for Kedushin because Chalifin also can be done with less than a Shava Pruta, and a woman with less than a Shava Pruta lo mekaniya nafsha, is not makna herself. Now we paskin that Peres can't do Chalifin. Chalifin is only done with a Kli. And you see that we're talking here about Chalifin with a Kli. And Chalifin with a Kli doesn't work with less than a Shava Pruta. So you see, Kli doesn't work with less than a Shava Pruta. Azei hot gefrekt the Rashba, the Ktos HaChoshen, on the Rashba. He also asked from the Gemara, on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that asks, on that we say, that karka is not acquired with less than a shava pruta from the brisa that says that even though a woman is a nikneis with less than a shava pruta, karka is nikneis with less than a shava pruta. And the Gemara answers, kitanya hi b'chalifin, desanya konin b'kli afa b'shem bo shava pruta. So we see that when are you acquiring the karka with less than a shava pruta? When it's being done with Chalifin. So the only time then that you can acquire with less than a Shava Pruta is Midin Chalifin and not Midin Kesef. You see very clearly from the Gemara that when you're acquiring with less than a Shava Pruta, it's a Chalifin, it's a Kenyan of Chalifin, not a Kenyan of Kesef. For the woman, you need a Kenyan of Kesef, and a Kenyan of Kesef doesn't work with less. And then a Shava Pruta, even if it's a Kli. Only Chalifin would work with a Karka if it's a Kli less than a Shava Pruta. In the Sefer Yad David, he asks in the Gemara and Daf Ches Amud Aleph, it says, Mikesef miknaso, Mikesef hu nikne, veino nikne b'tuva v'kelim. It's talking about an Eved Ivri who's sold to a Goy and he wants to redeem himself. It says, Lafi and Yashiv gulaso, Mikesef miknaso. So we're Medayik, Mikesef hu nikne, Ve'eino nikne b'tvua v'kelim. He's acquired with kesef, and not with tvua v'kelim. And the Gemara says, "Hey chidami, what are we talking about over here?" And the Gemara says, "Vayter vi'i the lespa who shavet pruta ma'ir tvua v'kelim afilu kesef nami." If it doesn't have a shavet pruta, if we're talking about kesef and kelim, if we're talking about tvu and kelim that don't have a shava pruta, why are we emphasizing that he's not nikne b'tvua b'kelim? He's not even nikne with kesef if it's less than a shava pruta. So you see that the kinyan with less than a shava pruta cannot be done with tvua, kelim, or kesef. So you see that a kli with less than a shava pruta doesn't affect a kinyan. That is, those are a number of kashas on the Rashba who suggests that maybe a kli works for kedushin if it's less than a Shava Pruta, but we have various sources that seem to fly in the face of that. We have the Gemara about Chalifin, that Chalifin doesn't work with less than a Shavar Pruta, because the Chalifin doesn't work because you have Chalifin with less than a Shavar Pruta, and Chalifin is a Kli. And it says a woman with less than a Shavar Pruta isn't Makna herself. So you see that if we're in the that a woman is not going to be Makna herself with less than a Shavar Pruta, even if it's Kesef. If she would be Makna herself with Kesef, less than a Shavar, with a Kenyan Kesef, less than a Shavar Pruta, then why do we say that Chalifin is with less than a Shavar Pruta and a woman is not Makna herself with less than a Shavar Pruta? What's wrong? Chalifin's with a Kli. So you can also have Kenyan Kesef with a Kli less than a Shavar Pruta. You see that a Shavar less than a Shavar Pruta doesn't help to be a Kohen woman. And you also find that this Gemara about Karka, the Gemara says that your Kone, Karka with less than a Shavar Pruta, if it's a Kli. And that is contrasted with Kesa, with an Isha, who's not Ignatius with less than a Shavar Pruta. Karka Ignatius with less than a Shavar Pruta, if it's a Kli, the Gemara says. But a woman, even a Kli less than a Shavar Pruta, is an Ignatius. And then we have the Eved Ivri, who you see Bechlal, Kalim can't affect the Kenyan. So it would appear, says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, that we can say as follows. First, we have to be makdim a very famous yisod, a yisod musod of Rav Shimon Shkab, and kinyan kesef. And that is that kinyan kesef has to be kesef achozer, that the kesef is mechayiv the mocher to give back in return something for the kesef, or to return the kesef. In order for something to be a proper kinyan kesef, it has to be something that either you give tmura, you give in exchange for that kesef, or you give the money back. And the Mokar is a famous Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Ayin Amud Beis. There we have a brisa that says that if you're gonev in mocher b'shabbis, you're pater from paying arba v'chamisha. And the Gemara is mamid. Rabbi Rami Bar Chama says, you know what that's talking about? Be'omer lo akot te'ena mite'inasi. It's talking about that you have somebody who's buying from a ganef, the ganef is trying to sell to him on Shabbos, and he says, you know how we're going to affect this transaction? I want you to go to my tree, I want you to take a fig from my tree, and then what you stole is going to go into my possession. And since he was mechal Shabbos with the mechira, there is going to be no payment of 4 and 5. Because of Kim Leibed Ravimine. Then the Gemara says, wait. Can't be. Can we say that the Bryce is talking about this? The Kevin the Chitova Leikaman Bedina, Lo Amrinan Leizil Shlim, the Machayev Ben Afshahu, Ha Mechira Nami Lav Mechirihi. If the lokeach would be tovea the mocher, the din, and the lokeach would say, give me the animal that you sold to me, lo amrinan lezil shlem, we are not going to tell the mocher to go pay. Why? Because mechayev benafshu, he was chayev misa, and therefore the whole mechira is off. This is b'chal not a mechira. That's what the Gemara says. And pshat in the Gemara is, look in the Shita Mekubetzis, in the shame of Talmud Rabbeinu Peretz, that since if the lokeach would subpoena the ganav to judgment, and he would say to him, hey dude, you were okay, you took one of my figs, give me what I bought, we would not tell the ganav to pay because of Kim Leib de Rabbi Minei. So the whole mechira is not a mechira because the lokeach never the sale never really happened. Why didn't the sale happen? Because there has to be some sort of obligation here. Here, there's no obligation. Here, he doesn't have to give him the what he stole or his money back. So that means the sale is not a proper sale. The whole sale is off. It never started being a sale. Why did it never start being a sale? Because he doesn't have to give anything. The ganav doesn't have to give either the fig or the item that he stole to the lokeach. So since the sale was, since the kinyan kesef, since the taking of the fig wasn't mechayev tmura, the whole sale is not a sale. So how can you, the Gemara is saying, so how can you talk to me about a sale where you'd be patur on Shabbos? This is not called a sale. A sale that's not chayev tmurasa, either to give the money back or to give the fig, is not called a sale in the first place. So it's nothing. So that's the yisod of kesef hachozer. Shitas Rashi in Chulin and Dafdalat Amabez, Dibur Maslo Mipnei is that the money of Isurei Hana is mutter, is only la'acherim, for other people. But for the machlif himself, for the person himself who exchanged it, in other words, if you exchange something for Isurei Hana, you're not going to get Hana from that money. So I have something that's Isurei Hana, Chas Shalom, and I sell it to somebody. So other people are allowed to use the money, but me, I'm not allowed to use the money. It's mashma Rashi, it's minatora. Frek the Ran from the Mishnah, that if a person sold the Surei Hanah, and he's mekadesh with the money, she's mekudeshes. So you see that the machlif is allowed to get Hanah from the money. He's allowed to be mekadesh a woman with the money. Answers the Ran that since she is allowed to get Hanah, and she was kona it because of him, she's a mikudeshes. Kevin the himuteres lehanas behem, v'kanasa machamasa mikudeshes. Since she's allowed to get hana, and she got the hana through him, so she's a mikudeshes. She got her hana, and he was the guardian of the hana. She's a mikudeshes. So they ask on the Ran, wait a second. There's no kesef achozer here. Why? Because if the Baal is Tovea the Isha to give him something back, he says, either you're mine or give me the money back. She doesn't have to give him anything. Why? Because it's not his money. It's not Mamon HaBaal. So it's not Kesef HaChoze. So how's the whole Kenyan Kesef, how's the whole transaction Effective. And it's also Shver the Shitas HaRambam, who holds that if a person, in the 12th parak of Hilchos Bikurim Halacha Dalet, that if a person sells a Peter Chamor, a firstborn donkey, before being Podeh, says that you have to be Podeh with Seh. If he wasn't poded and he sells it, the money is usser. The Shar HaMelech writes that what the Rambam means is that it's usser to the mocher alone. And therefore, if he's mekadesh with the money, she's mekudeshes, just like if you're mekadesh with the money of Isurei Hana. Why? Because the woman is allowed to get Hana. But then we have the same question. It's not Kesef HaChozer. She doesn't have to give anything back. It's not Mamon HaBaal. now that I use the money, same question. In the Sefer Afike Yam, in Chelek Aleph, Siman Tes Zayin, he answers in the name of Rav Chaim Ozer that in Kesef Kiddushin, which is Kesef Kinyan, we don't have this klal of Kesef Achozer. Only in Mechira, where the Kinyan Kesef is Betoras Shivui HaChefetz HaNimkar, where it is coming in exchange for the value of the sold object, only there we have this klal. And therefore, in an instance where he is not chayev to give tumura, it's not called that he received money in exchange for the object, and it's not considered a sale. And this is like the Yesod of the Achronim, that Kesef Mechira is Begeder Shivui Puron. Kesef Mechira is that you're paying money for the value of the object. So if you're paying money for the value of the object, that would require that you receive the object in return. And if not that, then the money in return. But when you're paying for the value of the object, there we say that you need kesef hachozer. Because the whole idea is to get something in exchange for the value. But by kesef kiddushin, which is kesef kinyan, which is just a formal kinyan, the formal act of kinyan, not the value of the item, not that you're not paying the value of the isha, it's just kesef kinyan, but not for the value of the isha, there we don't have this klal that you require kesef hachozer. To explain more, the yesod of kinyan kesef of mechira is not the money itself. The money itself isn't poel b'chalos. It doesn't activate the sale. It doesn't make the transaction happen. Rather, the kinyan is through the chiyuv that the kesef is mechayiv to return in exchange. That kabolas kesef is mechayeves. And with this piron chov, the chayfetz is acquired to the buyer. So I go to you, and I give you $100. It's not the $100 that's poel b'chalos kinyan, but rather the fact that now you have to give me something worth $100 in return. That's what makes the sale a sale. If you don't have to give me something worth $100 back in return, then it's not a sale. But kiddushin, it's not like that. It's the very kesef itself, it's the be'ain of the kesef itself that's mechayev the kinyan. And therefore, you don't need kesef achozer. Because just the very fact that you gave the kesef be'ain, that already is a kinyan. That already is po'el achalos. So you don't need kesef achozer. Only where the chalos is nifeles by having to return in exchange. If you're not obligated to return in exchange, then it's nothing. But here, by kesef kedushin, it's not because of what you're obligated to return in exchange. Rather, what is it? It's the etzem kesef that makes the kinyan. Etzem kesef, so you don't have to be obligated to return anything in exchange. So with this yisod, we can explain a number of things, and that is going to be, sweetest friends, for our next shir. So we should all be zoche, lilmod ulelamed, lishmor v'las, l'chaim kol divrei samu tarasu v'yahavo, amen v'yamein, shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.